You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. I am joined by Jack Holmer. He is here. He was a former artist in residence at the Teton Art Lab, but he's back. He's back to build a piece at the Center for the Arts Courtyard. The piece is titled Manifesto Against Gravity. He will be hosting an artist talk tomorrow night from 6 to 7 at the Center for the Arts. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And Carrie, thanks for coming as well.
My pleasure.
Now, Jack, you've been to Jackson before. You were an artist in residence at Teton Art Lab. How was that experience?
It's very nice. Have this entire month for working. This is the most precious thing about the residence. I think I have this opportunity to dedicate only for the job, only for the art piece, and think all the time about art. This is very different about the day by day in Brazil, and I think in all the people's life. And the most important is this: I have just thinking in art and just put my hands in the work. That's the more important thing.
That must be nice to have a month just to work on art. What exactly did you work on during your stay?
I work in this project I show here now. It started 2 or 3 years ago. The first test that I made is in the residence. Now, I don't know if this kind of work and material will work. And I start in this residence. So it's the first test and the first test of material and the poetic. So it's very important because of this.
I saw a picture of one of your sculptures, Manifesto Against Gravity, outside of the art lab. And now it's going to be in the courtyard.
Yes.
So you're busy setting that up right now.
Yes, very busy. Because it's a very minutious work. Have many things to do and think and planning. I think the artist's work is not only think about the poetic and but is think about how do you bring to the concrete world these ideas. This is a challenge too.
And there's 6 sculptures. That must be a lot to set up.
Yes, human-sized sculptures. So
yeah, they are big sculptures. If you haven't taken a look at the pictures, they are large. They're bigger than me,
yes.
Certainly. And you describe them as they feel the presence of the spectator and respond to it with subtle movements. How exactly does this work?
Yeah, this project is a 10-year project. So we are in the beginning, in the third year. And I want the sculpture have some conscious. So I work in artificial intelligence to animate these sculptures. So in this point, this year, in this exhibition, they have some behavior. It's not very smart or intelligent, but this is the beginning. So they have these ultrasonic and presence sensors. Yeah, when the spectator come closer, they feel. This is the poetic part. They feel and respond the presence with this little movements. Né? The spectator can feel these little movements and be attached.
You're just tuning in. I am speaking with former artist in residence of Teton Art Lab, Jack Holmer, and he is back installing his sculptures, Manifesto Against Gravity, here at the Center for the Arts in the courtyard. He's going to have an artist talk tomorrow night from 6 to 7 at the Center for the Arts. Carrie, what is your take on Jack's piece, Manifesto Against Gravity?
Well, you know, this is something that Travis from the Art Lab and I have been working together on. So they have such incredible caliber of artists that come through here. We're all really lucky to have them here. And Travis and I sort of try to isolate one artist that did really interesting work and feels like they really gelled with our community really well and were really open and interested in working with other people here in the community. And then we ask that person back so they don't have to work or display anything when they're at the art lab for a month. They just get to be in their creative process, which is really important. But the chance to show something from it is also really special. And So last year we had Claudia Bueno and she was excellent. And this year we have Jack Holmer and he is just as awesome. And the installation, I think, is going to be really, really special. And it's going to be, I think it's going to blow people's minds. I think we need like the engineers and the computer programmers and the robotics people to come out and take a look, because I can barely like comprehend how all these sculptures think for themselves and work. And it's really impressive. Jack's done a lot of work.
We started planning this exhibition in November last year. So,
now, Jack, I wanted to ask you briefly, would you say that the art scene here in the United States is much different than in your home country, Brazil?
What is different is, I think, the opportunity to make the pieces and the space to be exhibited. I think it's a little bit different, but not in the research, the artistic research. I think with the internet, all artists around the world are connecting and can change experience and knowledge. But the difference is the place and the opportunity for exhibit the artwork.
Well, Jack, we're thankful to have you back and to be setting up your work, Manifesto Against Gravity, here at the Center for the Arts.
Thank you.
Carrie, thanks for joining us as well.
Yeah.
Once again, Jack Holmer's exhibit, Manifesto Against Gravity, will start to be on display at the Center for the Arts Courtyard tomorrow. And he's hosting an artist talk tomorrow from 6 to 7 p.m. here at the Center for the Arts. You are tuned into 89.1 KHOL.